With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Fox League has just brought out an article talking about every team and their premiership window. Now for me, pretty near impossible thing to actually predict. Obviously there's probably only five teams that realistically can win the competition next year. Maximum you could reach it out to six. I don't think there's anyone else outside of that top six teams that could win the competition next year. There's going to be a new side coming into the competition the year after. All the squads are going to change. So much is going to happen. But just from looking at each team right now and looking into the crystal ball, Fox League, they've made somewhat of a prediction of the premiership windows that are opening and closing for certain sides. I'll be very interested to see what they suggest for a lot of these teams because it's very hard to predict. It's very subjective, obviously. No doubt about that whatsoever. I'm going to go through all of the teams. I'm going to give my live reaction to what they've said, read the little clip of from each side out, then give my opinion on it. We're going to go four teams at a time, so this podcast is going to be breaking down into four bits over the next 2 days. We're going to kick off with the Broncos, the Raiders, the Bulldogs, and the Sharks is the order they come in. I haven't really had a look at these at all, to be perfectly honest with you. I've just seen the order of the teams come in. I haven't seen where they say their windows start and finish, but I'll have a look at each of them. Let's have a look at the Brisbane Broncos first. Just a paragraph or so here. Brisbane's fans enjoyed one of the greatest starts for a club in modern Australian sport history, clinching six premierships in their first 19 seasons. Now they're finally experiencing the lows that supporters of almost every other club are all too familiar with, and it is stinging the Broncos faithful. Things got so bad the famous club collected its first wooden spoon last year, but under favourite son Kevin Walters, they're starting to turn things around. Walters spent most of 2021 cleaning out the squad, and now the roster has his DNA through it. The supporters are hoping they can start to believe again. The signing of representative players Adam Reynolds and Kirk Capel should help the likes of Tessie New and Herbie Farmworth develop into first grade stars for years to come. And the Brisbane Broncos, they've got their premiership window as 2024 to 2027. Very interesting. Now, Reynolds coming in at the age, what is he, 31 or so? I mean, 2024 is still three seasons away. He'll be 34 odd that season. Personally, I don't really see the Broncos premiership window opening anytime soon. 2024, I don't see it opening till then, but I think Adam Reynolds will be too old for them to really have a crack at winning a premiership by then. You then look at the rest of their squad. They've got a strike centre in Tony Staggs, who's unbelievable. They've got one of the best, if not the best, front rower in the game in Payne Haas. Outside of that, you know, yes, Tessie New, he's young, he looks exciting, but they're also going to have to convince a top shelf ball player to come to this club. They're going to hope Tessie New develops into the fullback. They're hoping that he will be. Their recent history with fullbacks isn't overly great though, so I am concerned about that. But it's the halves and the hookers that I'm worried about. They don't really have a guy to build around outside of Adam Reynolds. who I don't think is going to, you know, he's too old to build around him for the next decade or so. So I sort of think it is a bit of a band-aid fix. They're going to have to recruit really well over the next few years. If they are to have a premiership window from 2024 to 2027, you would have to think life's going to get harder with Redcliffe coming in. They're going to lose more juniors around there. Wayne Bennett's going to be there. He's probably going to convince more and more guys to leave the Broncos and go there. So personally, I don't have their premiership window open over the next few years, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a few more years of struggling. I wouldn't be surprised if they make the top eight a couple of times, but I don't think they're going to be a top four side any soon. So I would probably rubbish that 24 to 27. I can't see it happening unless their recruitment goes to just a new level, which it has this year, to be fair. So potentially that will continue, but I don't think they have a premiership window that's open anytime soon. The Canberra Raiders is the next side, one of the more interesting ones Fox League has here. At the start of 2021, a lot of people picked the Raiders to go all the way right here. Not only were they coming off a grand final and a prelim final in the two previous seasons, but the Green Machine had the reigning Dally M medal winner in Jack White in their side. No one could have predicted what happened to the Raiders this season. Coach Ricky Stewart's plan of bringing in English players had worked a treat up until this year. There was a bizarre fallout with halfback George Williams, who left mid-season to return to the UK, while Josh Hodgson, who fell well below his best form, publicly backed Williams. Charles Nicol-Klokstad suffered a long-term injury. Whiten was a shadow of what we saw in 2020, and it took Josh Papali half a season to hit the form we expected from the Maroon star. We said the other day on our Instagram page and on Bloke in a Bar podcast, we're a little bit worried that the relationship with England has been left in tatters. I had a lot of Raiders fans message me and say, that's bullshit, it's crap, everything's fine. Josh Hodgson looks like he's about to leave, so another Englishman going. We did say that he publicly backed Williams instead of backing the club, which was not an overly great look. I think this team is in a little bit of trouble. They have got the squad to be able to compete, there's no doubt about it, but I'm just not sure if their premiership window is open still. Looking ahead at next season, it doesn't look like things will just fall back into place for the Raiders. Stewart has found a solution to his halfback problem with Jamal Fogarty signing. There's no guarantee that will automatically unlock White's attacking flair. Meanwhile, Hodgson has been told he can look elsewhere. All of a sudden, the British Empire Canberra was building is falling down piece by piece. After two successful seasons, 2021 should have been their year, but the Raiders crumbled. It's going to take some serious heavy lifting to get them back into contention next season. Fox League has their premiership window set at 2023 to 2025. Personally, I don't think they are entering a premiership window at the moment. I think it's going to be a bit of a rebuilding phase. If Josh Hodgson leaves, that's going to be a massive loss. Jamal Fogarty is a really good player. I like him. I don't think there is a gaping hole between him and Sam Williams, though. As much as people are pretending like there is, I really don't think there is. Unlocking Jack Wyden, all good and well, because he's an organiser and everything. Look, Sam Williams is a really good organising seven. He just doesn't have that upside to him, which Jamal Fogarty has a little bit more of, but definitely not of the top calibre guys in rugby league. Very interesting times for the Canberra Raiders. 2023 to 2025, I'm willing to bet the Raiders can't win a premiership in that time. Just my opinion. Another one that I don't really think this premiership window is open realistically. Let's move to the next side. We've got the Canterbury Bulldogs. Okay, the Bulldogs contested a grand final as recently as 2014, but they haven't played finals since 2016. Canterbury collected the wooden spoon this season after producing the worst attack in the competition, scoring just 340 points in 24 matches. Good God, that's terrible. But they've got some big names arriving in 2022 with Josh Adokar, Matt Burton, Tevita Pangai Jr., Paul Vaughan set to don the famous blue and white strip. If the quartet fires while the likes of Nick Kotrick, John Asiata rediscover that form that made them internationals, the Bulldogs will contend in 2022. A ninth premiership and first since 2004 is still a few years away, but the Dogs are headed in the right direction under second-year coach Trent Barrett. No mention of Phil Gould there. Should have been mentioned. I think it's the biggest signing for them. They are heading in the right direction. I still worry about the halves. I think they will be able to sign a guy over the next few years. They probably need a halfback if Flano doesn't develop into the guy we hope that he will. That's the only thing that worries me there. Fox League have got their premiership window set down for 2024 to 2026. I don't hate this, to be honest with you. Do I think they will win a premiership in that time? Probably not, but they're definitely heading in the right direction to open that premiership window around that time. A couple more signings, a bit more feel-good magic. If they get the best out of the guys they have signed, most of them are young. They've still got their best football ahead of them. So as much as I don't think they'll win a comp before 2026, I think by 2024, this team, they should be competing in the top eight and pushing for hopefully a top four berth. I still can't believe that Phil Gould got no mention in that article. That blows me away. He's the biggest reason why. To some extent, I agree with this. I think their premiership window will be open, but I can't see them winning a premiership in that time. But I think they will be there and thereabouts, Canterbury. Let's have a look at the Cronulla Sharks next. It's a new era for the Sharks, and incoming coach Craig Fitzgibbon can't wait to get his hands on the head coaching clipboard. Fitzgibbon was considered the next big thing in coaching while assisting Trent Robinson at the Roosters, and in 2022, we'll get to see if he lives up to the expectation. He's already made the tough but necessary calls with Josh Dugan, Aaron Woods, and Sean Johnson all moving on. He's made some seriously impressive signings in Storm duo Dale Finucane and Nico Hines. Throw in Cam McInnes, who former coach John Morris signed, and Cronulla's roster is shaping up to be pretty damn good. Fans should expect a top 8 finish next season as Fitzgibbon and the new recruits settle in. Beyond that, though, the bones are there for a premiership within the next few years. Fullback Will Kennedy is on the up and enjoying the best season of his career thus far, whilst Ronaldo Mulitalo, Blake Brayley, Toby Rudolph, and Braden Trindle are hitting their straps too. If Matt Morland can rediscover his best form and Wade Graham can stay injury-free, there's no reason why Cronulla can't even be a dark horse in 2022. But with Graham and Finucane both in their 30s now, the Sharks need to strike now. They've got their premiership window at 2023 to 2025. Next year, I don't think this team can win a competition. I think the year after, if they can find someone to wear the 7, or if they can develop Braden Trindle even more, I think this team can really give it a good shake. Another team that I probably have them slightly above Canterbury as far as winning a premiership over the next few years, I think they could be a top 4 team in 2024, 2025. I think they've got that sort of potential. But you look at the top of the ladder there, you've got the Roosters. I don't think they're moving anywhere anytime soon. They'll be at the top for a while. Craig Bellamy at the Melbourne Storm, I think they'll be a top 4 team for quite some time. This Panthers side, I mean, do we see them dropping too far? As long as Manly have Tom Trbojevic, they'll have to be there and thereabouts. Probably South Sydney, they maybe drop back a touch. But other than that, there are already 4 really strong teams up there. So it is going to take some more recruitment from Craig Fitzgibbon. He's going to have to find a halfback, a true ball player to get the very best out of Nico Hines. He's got a hooker. He's got a middle like Dale Finucane, who's sensational. I only think Finucane will play for another 2, probably 3 years realistically. Maybe 2 years. So this year will be a building block. The year after that, I think the Cronulla Sharks will see that as a real opportunity to have a crack at a premiership, as much as they will this year, don't get me wrong, but I think that'll be the sort of aim for him. And then to hopefully become a real top 4 side moving forward after that. I think they need to find a halfback. I'd be looking at Mitch Pearce, maybe a Luke Brooks, a couple more guys getting around.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And the league they could go after. Going to be Chanel Harris, DeVita, Cody Nikorima. They'll probably hit the transfer market soon as well. So a couple of options here for Craig Fitzgibbon. No doubt about that whatsoever. But I think this team, they could win a competition in the next 3 or 4 years. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Big test for Craig Fitzgibbon, though. As I've said a number of times, I love him. He's been on the podcast, champion fella. I think he's going to be successful. But he's coming from the best system in rugby league to one of the more dysfunctional ones. They made the finals the last 2 years in a row and sacked their coach mid-season. You know, not great optics. They've got rid of a lot of guys. There's been guys in trouble and stupid shit for quite some time. You know, it isn't the same system as the Roosters. That's nothing against the Cronulla Sharks. They do things in their own fashion, and that's what Cronulla is about. But it is a very different situation to that of what Craig Fitzgibbon has been used to for his entire career since joining the Roosters in the year 2000. So a big test for him without a halfback, without a 13 that can really ball play as well, like what Victor Radley was at the Roosters, like what Luke Keary, Cooper Cronk, these sort of guys were at the Roosters as well. So big test for Fitzy. I don't think they can win it next year, but I think the year after that, 2023 and moving forward, I think this team can give it a real shake.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.